This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 17th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. It says there, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, even though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior." End of quote. In the Hebrew minds of the olden days, the fig tree, grapes on vines, olive crops and produce of the fields, sheep in the pen and cattle in the stalls are the major ingredients of their day-to-day life. The abundance of these shows blessings, happiness, joy, and prosperity in their lives. On the contrary, the absence of these elements signifies sadness, unhappiness, misery, and loss. Even today in farming communities, the above statement is still valid. However, in modern city life, a good job with the proper health insurance, benefits, and bonuses signal joy and happiness. However, unemployment, no health insurance and benefits signify sorrow, sadness and loss. According to God's covenant in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, crops and offsprings are God's blessings. The background is the prophet Habakkuk is terrified and ostracized by the coming judgment of God on Israel's sin. However, even amid the pronounced judgments on the nation's sin, the Lord told them this, "The righteous shall live by faith." End of quote. God expects that His children, the righteous ones, shall have to live by faith and not by sight. All through history, God wants us to live in complete faith and trust in Him, regardless of our circumstances. Our today's insight says, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior." End of quote. Beloved, instead of discouragement and despair, we need to raise our eyes of faith and trust in God even during calamities, dangers, and hopelessness. "The righteous shall live by faith" is quoted 3 times in the New Testament, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. Such is the life God expects from His children. Instead of hopelessness, the prophet is rejoicing in the Lord and God of his salvation. He says, "Lord God is my strength." There is a promise to those who live by faith, even amid darkness and confusion. Habakkuk 3:19 says, this is what it says, "The Lord makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." End of quote. You see, a deer's foot climbs on mountains and it does not slip. Dear ones, as you trust in God in your difficulties and chaos situations, God makes your feet to be like a deer that tread on the heights. God will enable you to walk hard and high places graciously. With your guidance and help, your feet would not stumble. With God's guidance and help with you. Jesus Christ said this, and it is recorded in John 16:33. "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." End of quote. He is the loving Savior who died and rose again for all of your sins. We can escape from the wrath of God on your sin if you come to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior and Lord. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. And that is why He stood in your place, carrying your sin on His shoulders. On the cross, He paid for all of your sins. Now you can become a God's child through His Son, Jesus Christ. Instead of fear and confusion, God will give you peace, salvation, and deliverance from all your problems. Jesus Christ is the solution to all your problems. He will make your feet like the feet of a deer and will help you to tread on the heights. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior yet, I invite you to come to Him today. I will help you to do that now in a small prayer with me. Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I need Jesus Christ in my life. I know you love me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Please come to me and save me today. Lord, I give all of my problems into your hand. Help to face all my issues with your divine help and give me solution to my problems. Lord, I worship you and I thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.